opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Meow.
It's off-rip.
Off-rip, baby.
It's off-rip.
It's off-rip, baby. Good afternoon. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liam.
And this is Davey.
And this is the first episode of...
Off-Rip!
Radio.
So, today we got a list of songs from the newly released playlist called...
The Rip.
From...
Off-Rip.
Today
we're going to talk about the rips of the month.
The rips of the month. Today was a beautiful triple-digit day. Tomorrow we're going to have some more triple digits and some rain, as well as Monday.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Very warm. Reading is terrible right now. We're going to be talking about some underground independent music. This is the first episode, so I mean,
yeah.
Maybe we should let people know.
Really?
What's up?
Yeah, so these are just songs that we've been listening to and are... by small, mostly unsigned artists, and we just think we would want to share them with you, so.
Facts.
Facts. Well, we're going to ramble for a little bit, so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could talk a little bit about, like, why we wanted to do this. There's a lot of music blogs out there that cover undiscovered music, but they all kind of exist online, on social media, so we wanted to create a playlist that you could listen to from your car, from wherever. But nothing like that exists, you know, here on the radio. So that's why we're doing it. It's called Off Rip. You can find out more on calvinsundaystudios.com/off-rip. I think it's off-rip or something like that. But yeah, this we're going to kind of figure it out. We're going to have some commentary on songs. We're going to kind of go into some of the elements, songwriting-wise, production-wise, even just artistically, creative direction for each artist. We want to start doing interviews on here as well. We'll be interviewing artists. It's really just going to be a great time, and I think you guys are going to enjoy it, and hopefully you guys find some of your new favorite artists.
Fingers crossed. This first song that we have coming up is Blue Moon by Steinza and Paris Jackson. I met Steinza like 8 months ago just on TikTok, and we talked for a little while, and he released his EP, The Former, and some of the songs did fairly well on that. He is a Virginia native. He just recently moved to Nashville, and he went on tour with Matt Mason for a little while, opening for Matt Mason. For those of you who don't know, Matt is the writer of that one song, Hallucinogenics. Do you know that song, Dave?
Tripping on Hallucinogenics.
Correct.
Is that one?
That one. Yeah. Well, this song is Blue Moon by Steinza and Paris Jackson, and yeah.
I wanna dance here.
Damn.
Wow.
I love that song. You know, I've only listened to that song for about a week, but it's so catchy.
No, it is.
And it's an interesting, I guess we'll go into like the super nerdy time of the show.
Yummy.
it's a very interesting, like, stop-starty kind of melody. You wouldn't really think that would kind of get through kind of the cutting board process of actually making it to be a chorus. It's almost like, I feel like if that was my song, I would be making that the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like it. I like the vibe. Paris Jackson, I didn't know who that was. I think she's a little bit bigger than Steins, though.
She is. Yeah, I didn't know either. But.
So kind of a big deal for him, getting her on the song. I think it's a great pairing. I think it's a really strong song. It reminds me of Vampire Weekend a lot.
Actually. A little bit. When I first started listening to Steins, I was really, really surprised by, like, his melodies. Like,
yeah.
Melodically and rhythmically. They're really unique. Like, I mean, you were saying. I don't know. I've never really heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's an interesting dude. I'm excited to see where he goes. He's kind of stuck to this vein for a minute.
The Noah Kahan.
Kind of. I don't even know. What would you call it? It's like
indie folk. It's indie folk singer-songwriter. They're like the same thing now.
I think, like, I guess this is a kind of hot take. I'll give my opinions on the songs too.
Ooh.
I think that, like, for him in his career, I think, like, a smart choice would be how can he start creating his own new sound, like, purely just production-wise.
Yeah.
But I think, like, production-wise, even with his vocals, if he just experimented a little bit more and got a little bit crazier, I think he could do some really cool stuff and kind of blow up.
No, I know. Well, okay, we're fast approaching our next song, which is Chelsea's Hotel by Darwin Dees.
Love this song.
I love this song.
Insulation in the dumpster. We're expanding our empire. I can't see. And I spent my fortune torn this town apart to build a hotel on her heart.
It's a long song.
Well, the outro is all instrumental.
I love that song.
Want to talk about it? This is kind of like...
This is like... I don't even... God, it just scratches that itch in my brain. I don't know where it is, but like the syncopation and like all of it just does me right, I guess. I don't know.
I would love to know how he recorded it. If it was like in the box or if it was... there's no way in my head that it was all... recorded live. Like, I think that there's definitely elements outside of it.
For sure.
How much of it was recorded live? Because those stabs...
It's not even his biggest song.
Really? What's his biggest song?
His biggest song is Radar Detector.
Never heard it.
Neither have I. I'm gonna listen to that. Maybe you guys will hear it next week.
Yeah, maybe it'll be the next one.
I mean, he wrote, produced the whole thing by himself. I'm looking at his credits on Spotify.
What? Crazy. Because, the thing that blows me away is the stabs. There's like... Bah. Like, bro, so crazy.
I know.
What else? What's some other stuff you like about the song?
It's just like the syncopation. I don't know. The textures, like the soundscape itself, is just like really, really unique.
Yeah.
The song was released in 2013. It's old.
Shouldn't even be on the plate.
A decade. Let's see. It was released February 12th, 2013.
Jeez.
His last release was 2018.
Mm. What's he doing now?
I don't know. I'm going to go to his Instagram.
Yeah, I looked at his Instagram, and I think it said, proud homeowner. And I was like, bro is doing real estate now with these kind of bangers.
You're right.
It says homeowner. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. Oh, my buddy Liam's following him. Okay. Not you. Different Liam.
Different Liam. Looks like he lives in Denver. If anyone knows Darwin.
Yeah, Darwin D's. Shout out. Bro's absolutely cracked.
His Instagram is Darwin D's Nuts.
Listen, if anybody knows him, tell him to stop selling homes and start making music again because
seriously,
it's really, really good.
It's so good.
All right, what's next? We're slowly approaching this next song.
We're fastly, quickly approaching. It is Front Porch by Graham Riley, which I want to say is one that you ended up adding to the playlist because I hadn't heard it before.
Which one is it?
Front Porch.
Oh, yes. Okay, this is my friend Graham Riley. He's super talented. I want to say a lot about it, but we'll wait till afterwards. Front Porch by Graham Riley right now.
And there's so many stories that a man can tell about himself. How am I supposed to trust? Well. Do you know where your homie's at? He's sitting by his lonely cell. tell about himself? How am I supposed to trust? Well, do you know where your homie's at? He's sitting by his lonely cell. Meanwhile, you're a shell. I might never do nothing wrong again, just to see how it feels to be under a god. Oh, I might never do nothing wrong again, just to see how it feels to be under a god.
Dude, I love that song. Graham Riley is a really good friend of mine. I have such a crazy story about how I met him. He actually doesn't even know this song. He's been making music forever, but he dropped a song in 2018 called Rain, which did really, really good.
Was it a SoundCloud only release?
No, I found it on Spotify. Okay, I think cool. Discover Weekly threw it at me. It's at like 3 million right now.
Awesome.
But I found him off this song. I was like, that's so cool. And I remember following him back then. And in my head, it was like so awkward. In my head, I was like, bro, I wish like I could work with this kid. I just thought he was so cool. Mm-hmm. And I remember following him, and I was just kind of in the background. I don't think I even DM'd him. Maybe I DM'd him, and he didn't see stuff. Kind of like how you do.
That's how it happens.
Yeah, how you like you follow people, and mm-hmm. you're super obsessed with their stuff, and you DM them, and like you know they don't see it or whatever because they're busy or whatever, or you just get buried.
And then you meet him and you like quickly delete all the DMs. You don't look like a loser.
Bro, that's happened so many times. But here's. I can't remember how it was, but I think he found me, like, or we'd been DMing. I don't think he was a Grammy or anything, but we had been DMing, but he saw me on a blog once and then was like, yo, I remember this kid. And then he DM'd me and then we started talking and then eventually we did a writing session and had so much fun, we just had like great chemistry writing together, just
That's
coming
awesome.
Up with awesome stuff. Anyways, he's super, super talented. I love that song. He's released two singles. This is definitely my favorite one out of the two, his latest one, Front Porch. It's kind of a big deal for him. The last song he dropped was Intimacy in 2021, so it's been two years.
Is he signed?
He is signed to Roc Nation for writing.
Jay-Z.
I could be wrong, but I think for publishing, writing, that's what he does there.
That's awesome.
Super, super talented kid. I don't think he's a kid anymore, actually. I guess that's probably a compliment. He's a super talented kid. We're all super young.
We're all super talented kids.
In the end,
some of us more than others.
Yeah. He's like, you know, Stranger Things, like 11.
Mm-hmm.
He's like that, but with music.
That's dope.
Anyways.
Okay.
Love the dude.
We're gonna wrap this up and go hit our first break.
Catch you next time.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
And we're back. This next song is the first time I've ever heard of this artist. Their name is Spider Blush, and the song is called Depraved. I can't remember how we came across their stuff. I believe it was through Instagram. She's friends and recently had a song with a hyperpop artist by the name of Angelus with, like, I think it's a 7 at the beginning.
That's cool.
But yeah, love this song. I'm really excited to see what they continue to drop. I think they're at the very early stages of their career. They have, like, under 1,000 followers on Instagram.
They had, like, 17 plays on, like, YouTube.
Yeah, super, super small, but I think a lot of talent and a lot of promising stuff, especially from this track in particular, I think is really, really good. It's, like, almost, like, early Glaive vibes, but
it is, but
more
a little
mature.
More, like, indie rock,
yeah.
I'd even say.
Yep, agreed. Yeah, this is Depraved by Spider Blush.
Short song. Minute and 17 seconds. That was Depraved by Spider Blush, which Dave put me on. It really, yeah, we were talking while our mics were muted, and, like, it really, really is like a Claro meets Glaive meets, like, Briston Maroney or something, texturally and world-building-wise. I really like the snare tone, but I'm a nerd for that because I've been drumming for 15 years.
There could be, like, a sidechain on it, too. I'm not sure if it's artificial just from the mastering and the low end kind of being too much, but it sounds – I like the way it sounds.
It's very unique.
Yeah.
Extremely unique.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking at their Spotify right now. They're at 4,000 monthly listeners.
That's solid.
Which is really solid, especially for how small they are. I'd love to get their
branding's not very consistent either.
Okay.
I'm not dogging. I'm not dogging at all.
Well, I'd love to get their take on promotion and what artists, because I think they're definitely doing something right. I mean, on top of having great music, obviously, but I'd love to see what they're doing that's bringing them so much success on Spotify as opposed to Instagram.
Facts.
Cool. What's next on the
agenda? I took our little paper. It is Not How I Want To by Zach Sebo, which actually I had been listening. Did I put this one on it or did you?
This is a you pick.
Oh, I put this one on it.
Yeah.
It's like a fun little folky tune. Kind of like, who is it like? I don't know. It's fun. It's kind of like melancholic. I don't know much about them, but.
How did you find it? Do you remember?
Probably Discover Weekly.
Really?
Honestly.
Discover Weekly puts on
that
so
or a radio.
Much stuff.
I love, like, Spotify radios too.
Really?
Because they give you, like, my little secret is if I'm, like, listening to a song and I'm like, man, I really want to, like, listen to songs that feel like this right now, go to Spotify radio and it'll give you, like, 50 songs.
See, that feels like cheating. I won't have to work for my good.
That is working. Songs. I press, like, 3 buttons.
No, I feel like I need to find my gems, and it's why my Spotify grows very slowly. It's just like I find stuff.
Oh, my
rarely.
Spotify grows fast.
Yes, yeah.
Hundreds a week, maybe not hundreds, but
yeah.
This is Not How I Want To.
About you, not how I want to.
I guess we accidentally cut that off a little early, but that's...
that's the song! That's whatever.
That is Not How I Want To by Zach Sebo. You spell his... Me and Davey... Davey's trying to find it right now, and I'm trying to walk him through. It's Zach, Z-A-C-H-S-E-A-B-O-U-G-H.
Cool. I actually am already following him on the off-rip account, and it's B-A-U-G-H. So you butchered it. Anyways...
It's a solid song.
Yeah, it's, you know, it gives me Hose Your Vibes. It's big Hose Your Vibes.
It's funny that you said that. We're not quite there yet, but we have new Hozier. Hozier released an
on
EP.
This?
On this.
Oh, is it good?
It's so good.
What?
It's so good. It's coming up in just a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I love the production. I really like the mix. I like how the mids hold the vocal.
Yep.
Yeah, and like the guitar texture and the space that's created. Yeah, it's just a good song.
Yeah, I'm looking at his Instagram now. He's actually pretty big. He's honestly a little too big for this playlist, but...
womp.
He's 214,000 on Instagram, Zach Sebo.
Well, then you're not going to be happy about the next guy.
Uh-oh. Who's the next guy?
Well, the next guy is Reneo.
He's small.
He's still small. But so I found him on his last song, which was released in 2021, called Nobody.
He hasn't dropped since then?
He hasn't dropped since then.
What?
You know which song I'm talking about, don't you?
Maybe. I've listened to the playlist a bunch of times.
Okay, anyways, this next song is... What song is this? Lake House by Reneo. I just remember, like, I'm not even kidding you. I found his first song, like, 2 years ago, two years ago. And I was like, dang, this is a pretty solid song. And his branding, I was really impressed by, like, his world building, honestly. Mm. Let me see if he's signed. Yeah, he is.
How do you know?
Because you can look at the bottom if you click it. It says...
Oh, on Spotify.
Yeah. Anyways, I remember being, like, really impressed by, like, the world that was being built and being like, this is dope.
Yeah.
And then... I saw this, it's this, like, him just playing guitar, and it was a song called Lake House. I totally forgot about it.
Bro, this isn't the last song he dropped.
Yes, it is. No, not this one. This one isn't. Nobody is.
Okay, yeah, wait.
Yes, 2021 was the last time he dropped.
No, he just dropped an album on June 2nd.
I know, we're playing a song off the album.
They dropped on June 2nd?
Yes.
But that's not the latest song.
Oh, womp womp, I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. Womp womp. Oh, wow. He
dropped the whole album.
He dropped an EP and then an album. Oh, he dropped a lot of songs.
I can't
believe... Okay, this is Lake House by Reneo. I'm totally wrong with my facts.
Thank you.
That was Lake House by Renau. Me and Dave were talking while we were listening. I must say that a lot because we're talking during these a lot.
Yep.
I really, really enjoyed how it opened up on the chorus and, like, I don't know, the chorus was, like, wet and then, like, the verses were dry. Yeah. Relatively. I don't know. It was nice, though. It's a good song. Nice little... We're kind of in a Hozier. These last two songs, it's very Hozier.
Yeah, I mean, I think half this playlist was you, half it was me, and we're kind of in like the Liam kind of spread of things, which tends to be more, like, live instrumentation, and I would say classic. Just
I'm
classic
a slut
writing.
For some live instrumentation.
Can you say that live on air?
Yes.
You sound so unsure. He's looking it up right now. Okay, I want to talk some more about the song, though. This is actually probably my first time hearing it. I don't know why I didn't hear, or maybe I'm spacing on hearing it, but that's, I love how the mix makes you kind of get pulled into it, because it's so dry, but it feels like you're right there in the room, and, it started playing, we're not going to get canceled. Awesome. The moment it started playing, I kind of just, like, relaxed. It's just kind of one of those.
Very peaceful.
Yeah. You know, and, like, that's hard to do with these slower songs because there's not a lot to play with. The songs that have more tracks, it's kind of almost counterintuitive because you would think that more tracks is harder to balance everything, but you actually end up being able to hide things behind other sounds. And in a song like that, it's like you're not hiding nothing.
Well, yeah, when you have, like, four puzzle pieces, they have to be, like, perfect.
Perfectly cut, right? Yeah, exactly. Low resolution type thing. They have to be really, really great. So I love that one. The songwriting in and of itself, just coming in instantly, high pitch, high notes.
Yeah.
Falsetto, I think, is kind of iconic sounding. I feel like not a lot of people do that.
It's true.
I would say, like, the normal songwriting structure is, like, start low. Then build up to high
on the chorus, yeah.
But I really like that song. I'm glad you added that one.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're wrapping that part up. And we're heading to our second break. And we will be right back.
Catch you on the flip.
Meow.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Oh, well, so this next song is, you worked on this song,
okay.
Dave. Why are you introducing this? You worked on the song.
Okay, so this song is a song that I worked on with my friend Lexi, and then we ended up taking this song. I'll give you guys actually the full story later. This song is called Feels. It's by Monday and my friend Lexi. I did have a part to play in this song. I'll give you guys kind of the full rundown later. Monday is an artist from Redding, California.
He was like top EDM producer of the year.
Yeah, when he
was
like 17. Yeah, he's extremely, extremely talented.
Mm-hmm.
Just a really good dude. He really cares. Like
super genuine.
Every time I see him, he's like, he asks me how I am, but in that kind of way where he stops everything. He's like,
yeah.
How are you actually?
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, this is Feels. Out now, all platforms, featuring Lexi. Here it is.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Oh,
yeah. I'm live DJing on air.
DB's
it's your boy.
Giving me a panic attack.
Anyways, okay. Well, I'll tell you guys the story of this song because I played a part in creating it. Back in March of 2022, Lexi flew out from Nashville to work with me, and as well as, you know, visit friends and family out here in California. And we spent a whole week kind of making, I think it was just demos. We really didn't leave with anything
I remember
completed. Yeah. But there was a lot of different demos, a lot of great ideas. This was one of our favorite ones. And we only got up to, like, what we thought was, like, a pre-chorus. And then I was like, okay, it needs a drop here. But I don't know what it needs. So we ended up sending the song to Josh, which is Monday. And he ended up flipping it and making this crazy, like, drop on it. And we were like, dude, this is awesome. Like, I'll send you the rest of the stems. Send him the stems. And then next thing you know, he's made, like, five different versions of it. And he's like, I'm going to drop it. And then after, you know, a couple, you know, Zoom sessions over the past couple months kind of perfecting it, we ended up landing us something we liked, and now it's out. I'll talk a little bit about Lexi. I love working with Lexi. She's got the best voice ever. This track probably doesn't have any autotune on it because she never needs any autotune.
Amazing pitch.
Yeah, like, literally just cracked out. Basically Jacob Collier. But, like, less like, nerdy about it, I guess. She's got, like, swag. She's got a lot of swag.
She's Lex.
Yeah, she's Lex.
This next song, we're wrapping this up quick.
Yes, sir.
Is Unknown by Hozier. He released a new EP, and it's really, really good, I think.
Finally.
Is Unknown by Hozier. It's released his new EP. Let me pull it up real quick so I know exactly what I'm talking about.
He played such a big part in like my high school.
All of ours. Okay, so it's the EP Unknown / NTH. I don't know what NTH means, but yeah, that released on June 23rd. I didn't know that the song was released. I actually, once again, found it on TikTok like a year and a half ago, and I was absolutely obsessed with the video that he posted. It was just like a video in a bedroom. It was so good. I totally forgot about it, and then it popped up on my Discover Weekly. And I don't know, I need to listen to the rest of the EP, but it looks like that's the top song from the EP. So, well, I love Hozier. It's Hozier.
I know, he's got such an interesting, like, it's like Ed Sheeran, but actually good. It's like everything that Ed Sheeran was supposed to. It's like Ed Sheeran is like Hozier at home. It's like, oh mom, can we have Hozier? It's like,
can we have Hozier?
We have Hozier at home, and it's Ed Sheeran.
99 cent store Hozier.
Never thought I'd like the taste of winter in the end.
A Lot to Lose by John Lowell Anderson. I, once again, TikTok is just how you find good music. I found him playing a song from his newest album on TikTok. I can't remember which song it was, but this album, like, the writing absolutely tore me up. It was so good and, like, raw and almost like old War on Drugs meets, I don't even know how to, it was just really, really good. It was really, really good. I'll list out the songs that you should listen to.
Yep.
Boyish.
Yep.
T-shirt.
Yep.
Anger.
Yep.
Honestly, it's just a no-skip album, I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
Have you listened? I sent it to you. I sent you
Japanese
the whole album.
Japanese House?
Hmm? No, this wasn't Japanese House.
Who's this?
This is John Lowell Anderson.
Oh.
Japanese House is for the next episode.
Japanese House is so good, though.
It was
they have
a really
they
good
have
album.
That song Boyhood, that's what confused me.
No, it's okay. This album is called Boyish. Yeah, it was just really, really good.
All the guys
album.
Are making, like, ish albums, boy-ish, and all the girls are making, like, I'm a man.
Mm.
There's Boy Genius, and there's Boy
yeah.
Boyhood, and all that.
You're right.
Crazy. What a world we live in.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know.
But yeah, that, I mean, I guess we're kind of wrapping
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
we're
that's
wrapping
the
up
end
the
of the episode
right now.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the first episode of Off Rip. This has been so much fun. Yeah. It's been super fun. I'm excited to see what this becomes.
Me too.
Our submission page is now live. So if you have a song that you think, you know, is up to par with just needs to be heard by more people, which I think is most music, go to our website, calvinsundaystudios.com/off-rip. And there is a submission link in there. There's also a submission link in our bio on Off-Rip Mag on Instagram. But yeah, we'd love to see you guys there. Bet.
Fire.
That's about it.